On today's extra special solo episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Just Big Flip Livingstone, I'm diving into Thursday's DFS and big time betting board with a 9-game tasty slate. And let's get this paper, people. All solo, baby. Let's ride.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is going on, everybody? You heard it off the top. It is an extra special solo episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. And thank you for being here today with me, your host, Big Flip Livingstone. Shout out to my co-host, Steele Roden, who is on the IR for today's episode. So I'm stepping up in a big way, repping the fam. And thank you for making us your first listen every single day. We really, really appreciate it. And thank you for riding with us for what has been 46 episodes of the reboot of this show. We can check the math. But on today's episode, my friends, you know what we do best on this show, and we're taking a look at some DFS targets and a couple of big-time bets that I've been cooking up solo in the lab. That's right, I am up north. It's Graham's Cottage special. It's a solo special, and I am fired up to be here. Thank you for always making us a part of your fantasy lineup and your big-time betting breakdown. Look, guys, Thursday is a 9-game board, and there is a lot of juicy, juicy, juicy matchups to take a look at from both the DFS and big-time betting side of things. You know we always take a look at a few games. Let's get right into it, everybody. 9-game big-time betting and DFS board for Tuesday night. I am fired up. I'm doing it solo, and I could not be more excited to continue to feed you what you need to make a little bit of loot. Look, it's been a bit of a struggle the past couple of weeks. Picks haven't been hitting as much, but that's okay because we're staying true. We're staying the course. We're trusting the process. Don't know if that's played out or not, but hey, look, DFS, Thursday's action. There's a lot of tasty matchups, and I'm not reinventing the wheel tonight, guys. Let's keep things super, super simple. First matchup that I'm looking at, I'm going right to the Florida Panthers. We talk a lot about the Florida Panthers on this show, and it's for good reason. Top to bottom, really, really nasty, nasty team, and you can't deny the moves that they made at the deadline have made them even deeper and even deadlier from a DFS standpoint. They're going up against the Chicago Blackhawks. This is not one of those games that you want to be Kevin Lankinen in the net for Chicago, who has taken over the de facto spot number one from Marc-Andre Fleury after his departure to the Minnesota Wild. And he's not been good. 1-4-1 over his last six games with an .883 save percentage. And I know the Chicago Blackhawks give up a lot of shots and a lot of high quality opportunities, but that's just not good enough. And when I'm looking at the Florida Panthers rolling into this spot, this is an advantageous situation for their forward group to pad the stats a little bit and to really position themselves well. There's not many games left down the stretch here, guys. And you got to be hammering these teams that are in the spots to be making a run. Florida is one of those teams. Chicago is not good. And I'll throw this out before I get there. The last time that these two teams met, Florida hung a 6 spot on them. Actually, sorry, it's a 5 spot, but it easily could have been more. And I just think this is too good of a spot not to go back to such a good team against a not a very good one in Chicago. And we know it's been a disappointing season there. The book is out. But I think you got to keep hammering these good teams in these advantageous situations. So I like the forward group. You know, you're going to be paying the premium for the Claude Giroux, the Huberdeaux, the Barkovs of the world. But seriously, we talk about it a lot. Jonathan Huberdeaux is worth the price of admission. So you're going to pay the premium out of your budget for these guys. But this is the spot that you want to be hammering them in against the Chicago Blackhawks team that gives up a lot of goals. And against a goalie in Lankinen that is he's not a number one. Let's be honest. And he's having to play number one minutes right now. And I think he's in a little bit over his head. So make sure you're taking a look at the Florida Panthers. But to augment those big guys on your roster there, I'm taking a look at the Toronto Maple Leafs at home against the Winnipeg Jets. And yes, Guys like Mitchell Marner have been outrageously hot. And because he's been playing alongside Austin Matthews, maybe not getting all kinds of attention that his season should be, but he is red hot right now. And if you haven't blown your budget on the top guys on the Florida Panthers, definitely take a look at Mitch Marner for sure. If you can sprinkle him into your lineup as well, I think you have to. But if you've already blown some of your budget, there's also a ton of value in the Leafs' bottom six. Colin Blackwell has looked great since coming over from the Seattle Kraken. He got his first goal the other night against Boston, and he's starting to play up the middle on the fourth line and looking real solid. There's also a ton of value in guys like Alexander Kerfoot and Ilya Mikheyev, who have both had pretty solid seasons. You know, Mikheyev a lot more inconsistent. Kerfoot, you know, they've both dealt with injuries, but they're playing well. Kerfoot had a beautiful goal the other night. Mikheyev has 14 or 15 on the year. So if you're not blowing your budget on those top guys on the Florida Panthers, you definitely want to be taking a look at the bottom six on the Toronto Maple Leafs, because I think there's a ton of value there and those guys are scoring. Look, at the end of the day, we know the book is out on the Toronto Maple Leafs and their struggles in their own end. They just beat the Florida Panthers. They just had a big, big game Monday night, and I'm drawing a blank, but they just beat the Boston Bruins. Thank you. There we go. These are big games, and they're seeing balanced scoring. So when you see a team balanced scoring, you got to look down the lineup for some DFS value. You will find it on the Maple Leafs. And my last pick for the Maple Leafs, who he's been playing really great hockey the last 2 weeks, is Morgan Riley. You'll be paying a premium for him as well, but make sure you're sprinkling some money on these guys to fill out your defensive roster. If you have the budget, Morgan Riley is your guy for sure. So forwards on the Florida Panthers, bottom six to augment from the Toronto Maple Leafs. Maybe sprinkle in a Morgan Riley or a Mark Giordano, who has been solid. And I'll finish with this for the short DFS segment. Stay tuned right around the break. You know I have some big-time bets for you. You know that's what I do. So please stay tuned for the big time bets right around the break. But to finish off the solo DFS segment, guys, this is the team you want to be looking at tonight for your goaltenders, and that's the Carolina Hurricanes. It should be Freddie Anderson in the cage. It most likely will be. Montreal is coming into Carolina, and Carolina is going to be a pissed off club, having lost a close overtime game to the Tampa Bay Lightning. That was a playoff atmosphere type game. And to come out of that game without the win is going to leave a sour taste in this Carolina team's mouth, who have played really, really good hockey this season. And I'll throw this out there for Freddie Anderson as your DFS target in net, if you can afford him. In 17 regular season games against the Montreal Canadiens, Freddie is 11-4-2 with a shutout and a .922 save percentage. I think this Carolina team bounces back in a big way. Tease, I'll be taking them most likely on my bets, but stay tuned for that. But this is a great spot for Freddie Anderson in the cage and a great spot for the Carolina Hurricanes to bounce back overall. So do not sleep. You heard it here first. Freddie Anderson has a big night against the Montreal Canadiens, who, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again, deserve some credit for bouncing back in the way that they played in the week or two after Marty St. Louis has come aboard. But they've fallen back down to earth a little bit. And I just think after that loss, if you watched the game and you saw the faces, the dejected looks on the Carolina Hurricanes after losing a game that they know they should have had, you know, Tampa Bay is a great team. Let's not get that twisted. But Carolina let that one get away. I think they come out and lay an absolute beat down on the Montreal Canadiens tonight. So make sure you're taking a look. And if you can, Martin Nikas, he's been hot. There's some value down Carolina's lineup as well. So I would say Maple Leafs, Florida Panthers, Carolina Hurricanes, three home teams, three great playoff teams going up against three not-so-good teams. Let's not reinvent the wheel here, people. Make sure you get that paper. Thank you for making us your first listen every single day. You know we appreciate. Shout out Steele Roden. He's on the IR. He will be back tomorrow. But until then, I need to let you know about Bet Online. After months, college hoops is down to the Final Four, and it will determine this year's national champion in the next week. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your sports betting needs and all the info. Do not slip and make sure you do not miss out on the latest odds, contests, and player props, everything that you can they have. BetOnline remains the best spot for all the latest latest sports developments and reviews this season, and it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Head to the website today. Use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and all the action. BetOnline.net, where the game starts. Guys, thank you for making us your first listen every single day. You know Steele and I really, really appreciate it. You can find us across all platforms. You find your favorite content, including Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I'll spit these words out, I promise. And on YouTube, make sure you smash that subscribe button. We really appreciate all the love. I've said it before, and you'll hear it from me again because it's true. So thank you very much for all of that. Now, this is where my buddy Steele says big time bets. It's where the money's made. It's where we're putting our money down. And it's true. Making the money part, that's been a bit of a struggle the past week. But hey, we back, baby. We back in a big way. You know I have some picks for you. So hold the phone and let's get it. Three games that I'm looking at are the same three that I was looking at from a DFS standpoint. You know this is what we do. DFS targets slide right into bets usually. And let's start with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Look, I mentioned Mitch Marner, and you might not be able to afford him budget-wise if you're putting in DFS cash on the Florida Panthers forward group, which is a good look. But man, has Marner been sensational this year while playing alongside Matthews, who is obviously getting a deserved amount of attention for how good he has been this year in the mix for the Hart, in the mix for the Rocket Richard, in the mix for the Selke. Some people, I think, are missing out on how good Mitch Marner has been. He's on a 6-game point streak right now that features 4 goals and 8 assists. He has 28 goals and 48 assists in 57 games this season. That's a career high in goals, and it's continuing to go up. I think he's going to crack that 30 mark, maybe even tonight. But I think this is a great spot for a Toronto Maple Leafs team who, you know, I've called them out for being inconsistent. They've been a little up and down, but the last 2 games against the Florida Panthers and Boston Bruins have got me a little bit fired up again, and I'm not trying to, you know, drink the Kool-Aid too much. Lot of hockey to go, a lot of playoff hockey to go, and we know the issue with this Toronto Maple Leafs team. Until they win a first-round playoff season, we're not going to say too much. But Winnipeg Jets roll into town, and I know I've talked up Connor Hellebuck of late, but Mitch Marner is still going to get his. These guys are scoring at will. The whole Toronto Maple Leafs top 9 forward group, even that fourth line, is starting to look good. I like what Sheldon Keefe is doing, shaking things up. I love this spot for Mitch Marner. Give me a Mitch Marner anytime assist for my first pick of the night. This is where Steele usually comes in and chirps me on something, but I think he would like that pick. You can't go wrong with how red hot Mitch Marner has been. And I'll slide right into my second pick before finishing things off with my lock of the night. Look, you know I love me some unders, guys. I go to the I love me some overs. I'll be all right. Unders, sketchy for me. Overs, that's where it's at. Overs never die, baby. And I've been hitting them with a pretty good clip. So let's go back to one and two teams that have been just playing a lot of high-scoring games. This Chicago Blackhawks in Florida, I could see this being a very crooked number. And let me ream off a few stats because I'm keeping this one super simple. I mentioned Lankinen, whatever, being hit, you know, inconsistent and not being a number one. But honestly, these numbers, everything is pointing to an over. The last game these two teams, when they two teams met in February, it was 5-2. That went over the number. How about this? The total has gone over the number in 5 of Chicago's last 7 on the road. The total has gone over the number in 9 of Florida's last 13 games against Chicago. And the total has gone over the number in 14 of the last 16 games for the Panthers overall. Look, the struggles for the Chicago Blackhawks have been well documented. Florida is beastly. They're beastly at home. I think they continue to fine-tune. They continue to get into that playoff form. And I feel bad for the Chicago Blackhawks in a big way because they're rolling into Florida while this team is rounding into form. And I'm not overthinking this one. This number could easily go higher. It's at 6.5. I'm taking the over Chicago Blackhawks at Florida Panthers over 6.5. That's my second pick of the night. Sorry, Steele, you can't be here to chirp that one either, but that's okay. Lock of the night here, people, and thanks for riding with me for this solo episode. And you know we appreciate that love. Make sure you're also checking out Locked On Now's recaps, nightly recaps from our local experts on all the teams across the NHL. It's a free podcast available every single night, just like this one. So make sure you check that one out as well. But guys, look, Montreal rolling into Carolina here. I mentioned this is a very, very tough spot for the Montreal Canadiens, given the loss that Carolina just had against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Measuring stick game. You know I like me some measuring stick games. And that was one that featured a playoff atmosphere from the top to the bottom of the game. And Montreal is in for a tough night in this situation. I'm going with the Hurricanes. Oh, wait a second. Montreal hasn't won in 7 straight trips to Carolina. They don't play on the road in Carolina. I mentioned Freddie Anderson's 11-4-2 career record against the Montreal Canadiens in the regular season. He likes seeing the Blue, Blanc, et Rouge coming down at him. I'm loving this spot for the Carolina Hurricanes. I'm going to hammer them on the puck line. Puck line -1.5 at -145. I'm taking that all day. This feels like a really good bounce back spot for a Carolina Hurricanes team that I'm telling you is going to be fired up after the way that they lost the other night. I can just see it coming. I can smell it coming. And I can also smell that paper coming. So make sure you lock in these bets, guys. Throw some loot down. You know I'm going to be doing the same. Thank you for being here. Thank you for making us your first listen every single day. I appreciate it. Steele appreciates it. Thank you for riding with me for a solo episode number 46 of the reboot of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. I'm Big Flit Livingstone signing off. Thanks for being here, guys.